Time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics. Now it's deep into safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
And the hope has been abandoned.
Daddy's going to give you something to drink now. Yes, I am here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle at the Bermuda Triangle Research Center in Puerto Rico, back in the flagship station at News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. We have producer Sam. We have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. And you know, Shelley, I have been receiving messages from some of my most trusted friends who are saying, dude, you better go ahead and just start buying as much gold and silver as you can, because it's going up, and all the predictors say it's about to really explode. Now, as you know, Shelley, I already have my own little treasure chest from Wright's Coin Shop, but you and I are going to talk about adding some to that, because anybody who keeps up with this stuff knows that, okay, you look at a short period, a short window, prices for gold and silver go up and down, but you look at it over, say, a 10-year period, it always goes up, and sometimes it explodes. And it's about to explode by all indicators, isn't it?
It seems to be. And just like we were talking about last week, the gold and silver had gone up. Well, the same thing happened this week. And remember I told you we're getting our shipment on Tuesday. Do you know Tuesday? Probably within an hour, most of what we had gotten in sold just that quickly. And we got in a lot of stuff. So yeah, things move very quickly. You know, it may be going up, but you still got to pay attention and strike while the iron's hot and while the product is there.
Well, you know, I think it's important to remind folks who maybe have never listened to Speaking of Strange before, that it's one thing when you watch TV and you see some kind of 1-800 number pop up for some infomercial that's trying to sell you gold and silver, and there are a bunch of telemarketers sitting there on commission, versus Wright's Coin Shop. You guys are a family business. You've been in business over 40 years. You guys do not work on commission.
Nope.
And you want nothing more in the world than to form positive, long-term customer relationships. And so when people contact you guys, they literally can, you know, go in there and say, look, I have $20 or $20,000. It doesn't matter. And you treat them all with respect. Mm-hmm. You understand them. And you will say, okay, here is how we can turn your money into more money, because you want them to be happy and to keep coming back, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I want you to make money. I really, really want you to make money. And I have a lot of people that come in, some, you know, new people, and they say, oh, I've read all this stuff on the internet. Don't do that. I do not trust anything on the internet, because there is absolutely nothing on the internet that is true about coins. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it makes sense, because that's the thing. It's like people look into conspiracies and they try to solve the mystery by looking at the internet, and what you find is there are 10 different sources giving you 10 different explanations, and you don't know which one to believe. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to tell everybody that you guys are the real deal, that you are independent, that you're not attached to some kind of big corporation, and that you actually are going to help each individual person who contacts Wright's Coin Shop. So if let's start with this. If somebody is fortunate enough to be in the Asheville, North Carolina area, how can they find you guys?
They can find us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. We have our own building. We have a great big sign at the road. You cannot miss us. And they can give us a call at 828-298-5402.
Okay. And so, again, folks, that's 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, not far from the Biltmore Estate. And the number, you should have this on your refrigerator, 528-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Also, you can go directly to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, no apostrophe, WRIGHTS, CoinShop.com. For everybody's convenience, there is always a big banner there at SpeakingOfStrange.com that connects to Wright's website. And when you go to the website, you can find a map and hours and all that kind of stuff. But importantly, there is also a photograph of you, Miss Shelley, right? Which people contact me all the time asking about. And you even have people who walk into the shop and they want an autograph from you, don't they?
They do. They do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah, and you've got even some pictures there you can sign, maybe?
I do.
Okay.
I do, yes.
All right. Now, the reason that you are so beloved is not just because that you do such a good job on the radio, but because people know you and they know that you are a person who can literally help them and make their lives better. And you know, Wright's Coin Shop is a fixture in Western North Carolina. And so, you know, I'm sure this has never been asked before, certainly never framed this way, but, you know, I'll just lay it right out there, Shelley. You guys are our business environment, but you are subject to a lot of different types of individuals. In your knowledge, has anything pornographic ever been filmed at Wright's Coin Shop?
Filmed? No. No.
Only done?
No, not done, not filmed.
Well, you know, I recently was watching that show Bar Rescue.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen that program?
I have. I like that program.
Yeah. And John Taffer, the guy who busts everybody's balls, he went into a bar and found out that a porno had been shot in the bar while there were customers present.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that one.
That was one of the things like, this is a don't on the checklist of do's and don'ts. And I, along with millions of other people, then did what? I went to the internet. And yeah. I was like, seriously? Where is this porno? It took me about 10 seconds to find it. And it was true. Not only was a porno filmed in there, but it was a pretty crazy porno. And I thought to myself, man, that's so wild that there are businesses that let that take place, because in the Bar Rescue show, the guy who was like the manager, who was the son of the owner, he was like, hey, they came here, they offered X amount of dollars, and we were like, hey, what the heck, let's make some extra money, shoot a porno. So, okay, a porno's never been shot at Wright's Coin Shop, but we know that pornos do get shot at places of business,
yes,
like that one. Or you have scenarios like, hey, there's porn out there where somebody goes into a pawn shop and it looks like a real pawn shop and they end up paying their pawn with, you know, poon. Or you got your typical pizza guy kind of scenario, whatever. Shelley, do you know if a coin shop has ever actually been involved in a pornographic setting in a porn movie?
doubt it. I don't know anything for sure, but I doubt it.
If there was, it could have been called Quarter Pounder. That's a fine dime piece. What else you got there? Well, come on, off top of your head, what do you got? Come on, guys.
I am so I bow to you. I'm not worthy. When that was brilliant. I mean, I think it's time. Somebody needs
Penny
to do
for
it.
Your.
Okay, Penny for your fill in the blank.
All right.
But you know, we've reached this point in porn now where there's so much porn all over the internet. It's like ubiquitous, I think, is the intellectual term. It is so ubiquitous that the only reason people watch a porn anymore and pay for it is if there's a really interesting angle. And I bring this up because I read this story and I thought to myself, wow, this is so bizarre that it's almost like this is the kind of porn that you definitely do not watch to get off on. You watch it just because it's content that is so freakish that you want to see what somebody out there has put energy into producing.
This
okay.
Sounds like a car wreck.
Yeah.
You couldn't look away.
Okay. So recently, apparently, now this is according to the Huffington Post, but I looked it up and it's true. There was a young woman, a 21-year-old woman from Mississippi, who went on to it's the Maury Povich show. And she went on there because there was some kind of like an issue with, what do they call it when paternity? That's it. That's pretty much what he does anymore. But she goes on this show, and tons of people realize that this young woman looks like Ted Cruz. Yeah, and she looks so much like Ted Cruz that a well-known porn company contacted her and said, we will pay you to do a porn as Ted Cruz.
And she's not a particularly good-looking lady.
Do you know what I'm talking about here, Sam? You know this story?
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah.
Well, of course she's not good-looking. She looks like Ted Cruz.
That's who's like the last person I would want to see with my pants around my ankles.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want all of you to think about what if you were in a position where somebody came to you and said, oh my gosh, you look like a celebrity, so we're going to give you a shot. We're going to pay you to do a porn.
Yes.
I want you to think about how much money you would require to do that. And I'm going to tell you how much money that she has accepted to do this. And then also another porn issue that's come up regarding, of course, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Changing, strangers moving in. it's a dark night.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 out here on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. Again, the number to Wright's 828-298-5402. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I'm going to mention it again. I'm here in Puerto Rico, but I do have a car that needs some work in Asheville. It's at my mom and dad's house. It's just kind of like an old backup car that I've had, but I like it. And I'm looking for somebody who listens to this show who is an auto mechanic. It's a 98 Chevy Malibu, and I need a new radiator and thermostat and timing belt installed. And if you are a mechanic and you're interested in helping me out, not only will I give you some cash, but I'll give you some free advertising here on Speaking of Strange. And you'll be amazed at the impact that makes. So, hey, in addition to going to Wright's Coin Shop to check out the coins, if you're a mechanic and you want to help out me, call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. Talk to Shelly. She'll put you in touch with me. Or you can go to joshuapwarren.com and email me. My email address is contact@joshuapwarren.com. Before the break, we were talking about this young woman who went on to the Maury Povich show, and there were millions of people, I guess, who realized that this chick looked like Ted Cruz. And so she got an offer to start, well, to do a porn as Ted Cruz. How bizarre is this? It'd be weird enough if it was like just somebody who looked like Ted Cruz, but it's a woman who looks like Ted Cruz. And so she was approached and she accepted the deal. So let me ask you first, Sam, if you were in her position or a similar position and you got one of these offers to do something that's probably going to be a flash in the pan, how much would you require to do this that's going to be out there forever?
Pack of cigarettes and a Capri Sun.
I actually believe that.
I believe that too.
Shelly, how about you?
You weren't going to ask me this.
Oh, I wasn't?
No.
Okay, well, I know that there's no point in asking you because you can't give an answer that's realistic. But Sam, you actually
would. I don't know how to take that.
Well, you have too much self-respect, Shelly, but Sam doesn't. And so, Sam, you actually would consider being in a porn, right?
Oh, totally. You know, given the right circumstances, why not? I mean, at this point in time, there are literally probably hundreds of naked photos of me floating around in the cyber world, you know.
As many phones as you've lost.
Phones, text, emails, people hacking. I mean, who cares? You know, I it's not like a self-respect thing. It's like, I don't care if you... maybe I'm somewhat of a... what's the opposite of voyeur?
Exhibitionist.
Well, I should remind everybody that being the Dark 30 hour, that means you should tune out if you don't want to hear some of the more controversial and sordid and seedy stuff. This is not for kids, not for the easily offended. But I will tell you that I don't have any pictures of my wiener floating around out there. But you, Sam, do?
Oh, man. Lots. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this particular woman agreed to do this for $10,000.
I would totally do that, yeah.
So to me that sounded like a low amount of money, but it's $10,000 for a 10-minute video.
Yeah, I mean, do I get to, as long as I got final say on who it was, like if it wasn't some weird fetish type thing or some horrible human, you know, like XArt or Passion HD, something like that. You know, just a good clean wholesome porn I'd be down with, but like anything involving clowns or humiliation or like large groups of, I mean, you know, just your standard run-of-the-mill meat and potatoes porn, you know?
Sure. All right. Well, somebody's going to admire you for that. okay. How about this story? Getting back to the political connection to porn. You know, we were talking last week about how maybe the spirits of our founders, the past presidents, are very agitated and perhaps sad about how things have become for us here politically. Well, recently, a Bernie, oh God, Bernie Sanders, a Bernie Sanders Facebook page was attacked with porn. And I'm talking like, I don't want to get too detailed, obviously, but there were just a slew of porn images that just started popping up all over this page. It had to be quickly taken down. And there are people out there who literally are accusing Hillary Clinton's campaign of being involved with such a thing. I do not believe that is the case. But still, I mean, his stuff was – it was, well, something related to him was hacked by somebody who was supporting her, I guess. And it's just ugly when that sort of thing happens. Let's move on to this. Now, we call this the show that explores the summit of man's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity. You might think that we would take all of our most advanced technology and we would try to gear it toward some kind of universal sense of peace and brotherhood or space exploration that pushes us closer to that Type 1 civilization. But if you think about the fact that something like Viagra that cures a man's impotence was invented long before a cure for cancer, you might not be surprised to realize that there is finally a great technological achievement. A robot has been invented by Chinese physicists that is an expert at smelling farts. They say that this robot not only, and this is a quote, not only solves the mystery of who farted, but provides a way to locate the source of any odor through the complex dynamics of air, end quote.
Why is this a good skill set? Why do we need this?
Well, you know what? Surprisingly, I have an answer for this.
Really?
For that question. Yeah. But first, let me say that they are claiming there's an algorithm. There's always an algorithm, right? Recently, I got onto Netflix, by the way, and I watched a documentary about algorithms. And so you hear about algorithms all the time. If you don't know what that is and you have Netflix, do a search on algorithms and watch the documentary. Anyway, it says, quote, an odor source localization is being used with a mobile robot with a particle filter algorithm, end quote. They say when the, and this is another quote, when the odor plume cloud is found, the robot performs an exploratory behavior to collect more information, and it's monitoring farts. They say that they won a prize for this, and they tested it by, you know, having several people in a room, and they're all ripping farts, and the robot could tell which person did it. Well, I know that is a very disgusting way of looking at this technology, but as a paranormal investigator, and by the way, I'm reminded of this parody that Saturday Night Live did one time about paranormal investigators and farts. I won't get into that right now.
From the people of Most Haunted?
You've seen
that
one.
Yes, it was hilarious.
Yeah. When it comes to ghosts and you're trying to detect ghostly activity, you can pick up on light and sound and EMFs. But sometimes people talk about, oh, I smell the aroma of a cigar, or I smell flowers, or you know, a perfume or something foul when a demon's around. It would be really interesting to have a detector that could actually prove if that kind of a smell just emerged out of nowhere. We're going to take a break. When we come back, oh my goodness, a man was busted in a pool. I'll tell you why he was busted. Not hard to figure out what he was doing. And then also, I'll tell you what a guy was doing in a restroom in Los Angeles. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Dark 30 on Speaking of Strange.
Motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 out on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And the number to Wright's, 828-298-5402. And, you know, I want to remind everybody, Dark 30 means, well, this is some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended.
You know that that song was about doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people never knew that, you know? Like, they just thought it was a nice, easy listening standard. And
I think everybody knows
that. Everybody knew that.
I don't think a lot of people knew that.
It's like I'm turning Japanese. Everybody knows what that means.
No, they don't. If you played Afternoon Delight for my mother, she would not equate it with having sex in the middle of the day.
Really?
No.
Oh, no, I think your mom would know exactly.
No.
What that was.
But especially what's even more shocking is that Miss Shelley Wright over here, I was telling her, I was like, I like it when they do, you know, Will Ferrell and David Koechner and Paul Rudd and Steve Carell do that in Anchorman. She's like, I've never seen Anchorman.
Oh,
that,
wow.
That was more shocking to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classic funny movie. It has now risen to the level of classic comedy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think you listen to the lyrics, it makes sense.
It's a double entendre of a lighter variety.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's why we played it in the Dark 30 hour for people who know, but you made sure they know. And
well,
that's fine.
Sometimes you don't explain why you play bumper music.
Well, now it's made clear. Everybody knows. Yes, I played a song about banging in the afternoon.
Rubbing sticks and stones together.
Yeah, right. That's why it's the Dark 30 hour. More sordid and seedy. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended.
Not that part.
Not for the elderly.
Well, the elderly people are the nastiest people out there. I think it's so funny that people try to hold back and act, you know, like walk on eggshells around elderly people. Elderly people, they're the filthiest ones of all. They've seen it all. They've done it all. You know, I mean, they lived through the roaring 20s.
You don't have to give them $10,000. I'll tell you that.
Yes, I was exaggerating there. But by the way, folks, I want to remind you all now, this, thank goodness, is April 30th. It's the last night of April because it's been a tough month for a lot of people, including, you know, a lot of my friends and my family. And so, but tomorrow, Sunday, May 1st, I have something really cool that I'm going to reveal, but only through my e-newsletter list. And it's free for you to become a subscriber. Go to joshuapwarren.com. No period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com. Put your email address into the little e-newsletter bank. You will not get spam. All you will get are messages directly from me from time to time.
All you will get are high-res photos, close-ups of me, Joshua P. Warren.
I do. I think about it sometimes. Sometimes I sit down, I drink a bottle of whiskey, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to just send my wiener out finally tonight.
Just
e-blast it out, you know.
And I know that I'll take some flack for that, but I don't think that people will be that surprised and shocked by it, really.
Just put a filter on it and say it's a paranormal something or other. Be like, we don't know what this is. Let's put a haze on it or something.
And to prove it's mine, I'll have a newspaper underneath it and a mirror.
And a copy of The Practical Guide to Wand Making.
I will just have a cornucopia, a montage of things related to me and my life and the date and time all just like shoved around it.
And just have the headline to say, The Wand.
So there's no question that it came personally from me, not some objective corporate third-party spammer. No, I sat down and sent that pic to you.
If anybody thought that A Practical Guide to Wand Making was anything else, now you know.
Well,
I love how he's gonna put all this stuff around it and underneath it to attribute it to him, but not put his face with anything.
No, the mirror will show my face.
Oh, okay, all right.
But my face will be very small in the background.
Small in comparison.
Let's stop talking about this. No, it's run its course. I'm thinking about it now.
Well, in that case, Shelley, get ready, because this story comes from Fort Walton Beach,
dang,
Florida.
Hit that hard.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's about time we had a Florida bell. A 28-year-old man became very angry when asked to stop having sex in a community pool. Says that he was, and I'm actually reading this legitimate news story, says he was in the pool having a sexual intercourse with an unknown woman.
She's unknown to all of us. I mean,
she's from the community.
So he was asked to stop. It doesn't say who asked him to stop exactly, but it says when that happened, he said, why?
Fair enough.
And somebody said, there are kids around here, for God's sake. At that point, he says, well, okay. And he gets out and he starts screaming and chasing the kids off. And so the kids run away and he goes, okay, fine. Now they're gone. Let me get back to it, okay? This is, you know, amazingly enough, this actually happens. It's like the beginning of the movie Magnolia where he shows bizarre things. That these things happen. Yes, this guy actually had that kind of logic in his mind at that time. And so obviously, finally, there was another man who stepped in who said, okay,
my
this
turn.
Has gotta be, yeah. And he was so this turns into a fight. And they said that actually there ended up being a young man, like a juvenile, who thought the dude was out of line and gave him a good punch and knocked the guy out.
Cool.
And, he hit the ground. They knocked him out cold. Deputies arrived. And they, when the guy came to, they said, what happened here? And he said, quote, oh, nothing happened. I'm just taking a nap, end quote. They said they think the man was highly intoxicated. Here is a story from Los Angeles, California, a place where just about anything can happen. And I think it's interesting, though, that, you know, L.A. is a place we talk about full of eccentric people, but it pales in comparison to Florida. It says, here's headline, man disguised as woman recorded hours of mall restroom video. A guy put on a wig, women's clothing, and bra, and says that he was concealing a camera. And he was 33 years old, and at the Antelope Valley Mall. And this is an NBC story.
It seems so old school. There's like so many better ways to do that than like having to get dressed up like you're in Bosom Buddies. You know, I mean, there's Wi-Fi, there's Bluetooth camera. There's so many different ways that if you want the end result.
Yeah. Well, it says he pointed a concealed camera under restroom stalls, but one woman recognized the camera's red recording light and contacted security officers.
After she beat the crap out of him?
One can only hope. Gosh, before we come up on this next break, let me just jump to this story. I've got two or three, but listen to this one if you haven't heard it. This is from Eugene, Oregon. There was a guy there who apparently was in charge of a pet store, and he was having relationships with prostitutes. And it says that, long story short here, they were investigating his relationships with prostitutes, and they found out that in some cases he was paying them with exotic animals. And
those can be pricey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it said that he paid one prostitute with a bush baby. Now,
is that like a little monkey?
Yeah. Oh, bush baby, cutest of all things.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything cuter than a bush baby on planet Earth.
Well, in the near future, I mean, that's going to be the new currency. You're going to have to pay for all of your prostitution and other assorted things, not with Bitcoin, not with gold and silver, exotic animals.
Invest in bush baby.
No,
we're gonna take a break.
Rights bush babies. Look.
we're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got the last three stories of the night, and I will do my best to make it through them and to do so within FCC regulations. I am Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Now we're in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, presented by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, the number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And let me remind you again, we call this the Dark 30 Hour. And that's because, well, we're about to talk about some of the more sordid and seedy news stories. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Consider that your warning, okay? As far as we know, these are real news stories, but the stuff that you don't hear so much about the rest of the week. First one comes to us from Sebastian, Florida. Deputies headed to a report of a naked man, quote, going crazy, end quote, at Walgreens. Walgreens manager said the guy was going nuts in the parking lot, banging on car windows and scaring his customers. It says he was yelling and pacing and hitting himself in the head, smelled of booze, throwing things at people. And it said it was even weirder because there was money scattered around that the guy was making it rain by tossing paper currency in the air around folks. So it's kind of like, hey, he was going crazy, but a lot of people didn't mind so much because, hey, if you pay for it, you can get away with anything. Next story from Pinellas County, Florida.
That's where I'm from.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, have you been there recently, Sam?
A couple years ago.
Okay. Because I was going to say, guy is in trouble there because he was accused of vandalizing a home. When police got a hold of him, he told them, well, here's why I did this. He says, I was masturbating to loud music, and suddenly I, quote, felt like going out and destroying stuff, end quote. They have reports of this guy smashing mailboxes and running around like he is absolutely nuts. And it turns out this guy claims that from time to time, when he starts pleasuring himself, he's overcome by an urge to rage and destroy.
Well, he just clearly needs to finish. I mean, that's pretty obvious because as soon as that's over, you're like, huh, I don't feel like destroying mailboxes anymore. It's pretty simple. Somebody just needs to help the guy out.
You should write him a letter in jail and
dear
give him
sir
some therapy. And here is a story. Now, I'm all relieved because tomorrow, April is over. And I've said it many times tonight. April's been a tough month. But here's a story that represents something about how April started off. This comes to us from Palm Beach, Florida. A man there was busted, 41-year-old man, because he had been driving around on April the 1st. Okay, just not getting around to reading this, but we're going to take out the month with this story. Riding around, and as his little April 1st celebration, he is masturbating in his car. Okay?
We've all been there. We've all done it.
So he's driving around various parking lots, rolling down the window and, you know, playing with himself. Well, finally, a woman got his tag number, and police finally caught up with the guy, and he said that, hey, I was not masturbating. He said, if anybody saw anything, now, kids, tune out. This is your warning. Easily offended, tuna. He says, I was scratching my, quote, itchy penis, end quote.
Very reasonable.
He went on further to say, it is not illegal to have an itchy penis.
Mm-mm.
And the Constitution of the United States grants everybody the freedom to scratch themselves when they itch down there. So
our founding fathers would have wanted it that way. John Adams,
God
had an itchy penis.
America.
I don't remember reading that part.
I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to reggae, but you can't.